بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم.
In the name of Allah, the most merciful, the most compassionate.
لإيلاف قريش.
Since the Quraysh became accustomed. إلاف means to be accustomed. The definite article prefixed to it in the verse, according to some Arabic lexicographers, is exclamatory, expressing shock over the Quraysh's misconduct. For, by Allah's grace alone, they were unified and undertook trade journeys that brought them riches, yet they refused to serve the same Lord. This above view ascribed to Akfash, Kisai, and Farah is endorsed by Ibn Jarir. As opposed to this, however, Khalil ibn Ahmed, Sibawi, and Zamakhshari maintain that the definite article represents Lam Talil and is interlinked with the next verse. For them, the meaning of the verse is, of the numerous bounties granted to the Quraysh by Allah, they should thank and serve Him at least for His grace for facilitating their trade journeys. It alone represents a large divine favor to them.
إيلافهم رحلة الشتاء والصيف.
Accustomed to the journey of winter and summer. The journeys of winter and summer correspond with their trade journeys undertaken in summer to Syria and Palestine, and in winter to South Arabia, in view of the favorable weather conditions then pertaining.
فَلْيَعْبُدُوا رَبَّ هَذَا الْبَيْتِ.
Therefore, let them worship the Lord of this house. This house stands for the Kaaba. The Quraysh owe their prosperity to it. They recognize that the 360 idols inside it are not their Lord. It is Allah alone who is their only Lord. It is He who defended them against Abraha's attack. They had invoked His help against the invading army. Before their association with the Kaaba, the Quraysh were scattered all over Arabia and did not enjoy any elevated position. Indeed, they were like any other ordinary Arab tribe. However, as they assembled in Mecca and acted as the custodians of the Kaaba, they earned acclaim throughout Arabia. Their trade caravans passed freely without molestation. They owed all that they had to this house of the Lord. They should therefore worship only Him.
الَّذِي أَطْعَمَهُمْ مِنْ جُوعٍ وَآمَنَهُمْ مِنْ خَوْفٍ.
Who fed them against hunger and secured them against fear. Prior to settling down in Mecca, the Quraysh had been starving. After their settlement there, they were blessed with provisions, and the following supplication by the Prophet Abraham, peace be upon him, came true regarding them. Our Lord, I have made some of my offspring settle in a barren valley near your sacred house. Our Lord, I did so that they may establish prayer. So make the hearts of people affectionately inclined to them, and provide them with fruits for sustenance. Ibrahim 14:37. And secured them against fear. Lawlessness hurt everyone in Arabia, yet the Quraysh enjoyed peace and security. Every town then was vulnerable to night raids, and people were terribly afraid of sudden attacks. No one dared step outside the territory of his tribe, for they could be killed or enslaved if they so ventured out. Trade caravans were exposed to robberies, and only after paying exorbitant bribes could they pass safely. In contrast, the Quraysh had no fear of being attacked by any of the other Arab tribes. As keepers of the Kaaba, their trade caravans, large or small, passed freely throughout Arabia, and no one molested them. Even a single Qurayshi individual traveled without any fear, and on being intercepted, his introduction as a member of the Quraysh prevented any attack.